cases absolutely have been rising, but our deaths have continued to fall, our COVID-related deaths. And there was an article in Bloomberg 2 days ago about how sometimes our hospitalizations will make our vaccines look less effective, because what's happening is we swab everyone in the hospital who comes in for COVID, and often those hospitalizations are with COVID in the nose and not for COVID. So really looking at severe disease now, in terms of our COVID deaths, we're not seeing that rise, and we continue to see falls about 3 to 4% every 7 days. So I'm still hopeful we have a lot of immunity in our population, even though we're getting a lot of mild infections.
I do appreciate you bringing up the fact that with the testing in some areas, it looks like the vaccines are less effective. I happened to see an expert on the PBS NewsHour, and he said, roughly speaking now, that we went from 90-some percent effectiveness with our vaccines to more like the 80s, and he was really alarmed by that. Why does that not alarm you in the same way?
The effectiveness depends on if we're thinking about a mild or a severe infection. In terms of severe infections and getting hospitalized, there is simply no doubt that the vaccines work extremely well. And basically, anyone who's over 60 should get a third dose. Anyone who's over 80 should get a fourth dose. That's what Europe is doing right now. And anyone who's immunocompromised should have gotten 4 shots by this time. But the protection against severe disease is persistent. And it actually has to do with antibodies or B cells and T cells. But just to put it very cleanly, antibodies are coming down. They're not working as well against Omicron. Seeing a lot more mild infections. Cases are going up. But our T and B cells from the vaccines continue to work, and they're holding us. And that's why the severe disease and the deaths especially are going down.
Your best advice for masking, distancing, and trying to live a good life this summer?
This is what I would say. Anyone who wants to wear a mask indoors absolutely should, and wear a specific kind, N95, KN95, FFP2, KF94, if you want to kind of even avoid mild infections. If you're more vulnerable, wear a good mask inside, even though the vaccines work really well. My 87-year-old father, who just finished with chemo, I'm happy with his vaccine. But if you want to wear a mask inside and you're more vulnerable, do it. But there is also living with this virus, and we can't get away from this virus. It will never eradicate. So at some point, we're going to have to make a decision as a country, if it's like influenza, which there was a paper on May 3rd that it is at this point, do we just decide that we will take the mild risk of a mild infection?